Exercise 6, page 148. Text 1.
I just got back from an amazing holiday at a resort by the sea. From the moment I arrived at the airport, the resort took great care of me. They sent a shuttle to pick me up so I didn't have to pay for a taxi. And when I arrived at the resort, I couldn't believe my eyes. After I checked in, the staff showed me to my room and even carried my bags. After that, they gave me a tour of the property. The moment I saw the sea, I wanted to run in. I had never seen such clear water. And then they showed me the restaurants. The smell of the food alone made my mouth water. When the tour ended, I didn't know what I wanted to do first, swim or eat. Throughout the week that I was there, I did plenty of both. It was hard to go home. Even now, sitting in my office, I can still hear the rush of waves from the sea. Imagine, I can't wait to go back, and I haven't even unpacked yet. My suitcases are still full of clothes in my bedroom, as if to say, let's go.
Text 2.
Hey, Jan. How was your crazy trip to Venice?
Clara, why do you say it was crazy?
Because you went just for the weekend and you went by bus, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I guess you could call that crazy. It was a long journey after all. I left Prague at 1 in the afternoon and the bus arrived outside Venice at 6 a.m. I left right after my morning class on Friday. I had my backpack with me and left for the bus station as soon as class ended at 11:30. So I was at the bus station by 12:10.
Weren't you tired arriving so early in the morning?
Not really. I slept for about 7 hours on the bus. I couldn't check into my hostel until 10 a.m. So I spent 4 hours exploring the city. There was hardly anyone on the streets. Well, you know, they're not really streets. The main streets, if you can call them that, are canals. But you can walk everywhere in little alleyways. It was just stunning seeing the city at that time.
Because the sun was coming up?
Partly that, but mostly because starting around 9 a.m., thousands of tourists come out of their hotels. I didn't like that about Venice. It's like a huge, beautiful open-air museum, but it gets extremely crowded. Before the crowds came out, it was just locals on the streets, running errands, walking dogs, or preparing to open their shops, which meant I could enjoy just walking around alone.
So what did you do during the afternoon?
I went to some of the islands around Venice. First, Burano. It's just over an hour by boat. It was amazing, like a little Venice, except the buildings were painted really bright colours, beautiful and much more peaceful than Venice. I also went to the Island of the Dead. That's not the real name. It's something Italian. Basically, the whole island is a cemetery, and there are some famous people buried there, including the Russian composer Igor Stravinsky and Ezra Pound.
Who is that?
He was a famous poet. American, I think.
So when did you get back to Prague?
This morning at 8 a.m. I left Venice at 4 in the afternoon. I came to this class right from the bus station. Remember, I was here when you came in at 9.
Wow, you are crazy. Okay, break is over.
Text 3.
This is the last stop and in some ways the best. Many of you have heard of the Apollo Theatre, as it's one of the more famous landmarks in New York City and definitely the most famous here in Harlem. The building goes back to 1914, when it was opened as a venue for music and other forms of live entertainment. Although it was in a black neighborhood, the club was restricted to white people only. That all changed with a new owner in 1934, who wanted to draw in people from the neighborhood. For the next 3 decades, the Apollo featured some of the biggest names in American jazz, including Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, and countless others. Of course, racial segregation ended in America in the 1960s, and since that time, the Apollo has been a favorite place to play for some of the biggest names in popular music, including Stevie Wonder, Guns N' Roses, and Prince. Okay, we're going to take a look inside now. Feel free to look around as long as you want. But before I leave you, I want to tell you about the unofficial stop on this walking tour. I urge you to stop for lunch at Sylvia's, the best soul food restaurant in New York and maybe the world. If you've never had soul food, this is the place to try it. This historic place has been serving great food in Harlem since 1962. In fact, Sylvia's has its own long list of celebrity visitors. Among the people who have eaten there are US Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, South African President Nelson Mandela, basketball player Michael Jordan, and singer Bruno Mars. You'll find the atmosphere informal, cozy, and very friendly. You just need to walk down this street and turn left at Malcolm X Boulevard. Keep walking and you'll see it on your right. I'll be inside with you for a few minutes if you have any questions about the Apollo or Sylvia's.